Vikings offseason program continues at Winter Park. We're sitting down with Captain Munnerlin after another tough workout. Offseason program isn't easy, is it?
Oh, no, it's not easy at all, especially with a new strength and conditioning coach. He's working us. He's getting us in better shape. And, you know, I'm excited for this upcoming year and see how much, you know, we grow from last year. So it's not easy at all. We're not even done yet. We just ran on the field. Now we're about to go inside and lift weights.
Your first year here was 2014. Last year was your second year. The defense made a huge jump from 2014 to 2015. You guys were number 5 in scoring defense. You just talked about growing and getting better. How do you get better than the number 5 scoring defense? What are you guys focusing on?
Oh, we got to execute better. If you look at some of the games and some late games, we didn't play well at all when it came to two-minute situations. We had teams down, and we let them get back in the game a little bit and gave up garbage yards. So we just got to learn how to finish games stronger. And I think with our new strength and conditioning coach, he's putting that out there. Let's get stronger and stronger as the conditioning go on, as we lift weights, as we do everything. So it's definitely been put in our mind that we got to finish better. And I know last year we had a better year than we did in 2014. Me personally, I felt like I definitely had a bounce-back year. But this year, man, the sky's the limit for this team. Sky's the limit for this defense. I'm excited to see where we're going.
Who do you give credit to for, you know, you said a bounce back season. I mean, yourself, you give credit to yourself for buying in, for working hard and improving. But, you know, the coaching staff, some of your fellow players, who do you give credit to for that?
I give credit to, you know, my coaching staff and my teammates. And my teammates, they was telling me, man, you can do it, man. You know, it's all in your head. You know, I was stuck in the system for 5 years, and I came here year 6 and just stuck in my same ways, and I didn't buy in. In 2015, I bought in. I had guys like Taryn Newman talking to me, telling me, hey, Cap, man, you can do it, man. Look at your feet work, man. You definitely can do it, man. And I just had to buy in myself. I had to believe in myself. I had to practice more, study a little bit more harder, and go out there and execute, and that's what I did last year.
The NFC North wide receivers, you know, the dean of that group, Calvin Johnson.
It's
going to look a lot different. So when you look at this division, who are some of the talented receivers now that Calvin's gone that people are going to look at in the NFC North?
Oh, you definitely got to look at Green Bay. Jordan Nelson, he's coming back from ACL tear, and Randall Cobb, and, you know, the young guy they had in Adams. So they definitely got a tough group. And at the same time, you can't forget about Chicago. They rookie didn't play at all last year, and Kevin White, and you got Ashon Jeffrey, you know, my college teammate. So there's some tough guys out there in Detroit. You know, they missing a big key in Megatron, but at the same time, you got Golden Tate. You know, we're young. We're getting better and better each and every day. We got players who bring in veterans to help out at certain positions, and we bring in competition. Competition bring out the best of everybody, so we're excited about that.
Who you got in the Western Conference, Warriors or Thunder?
I like the Thunder. I think the Thunder's going to win it, even though they did win last night. I think they're going to win it, and I got the Cavs winning it all. You know, I'm a little big LeBron James fan, so I got him winning it all this year. They healthy, and all those guys can stay healthy through the finals. I think, you know, the Cavs will win it all.
There you go, football and basketball with Captain Munnerlin.